My life seems divided into two parts, before birding and after birding. Seeing a black-capped chickadee on March 2, 1975 seems the precise moment when everything changed. After that, I could walk on the Michigan State campus or in my hometown in the exact same places that I'd walked 100 or even 1,000 times before, and it was all entirely new. Sure, I'd always been noticing lovely things, but suddenly there were so many more lovely things. Chimney swifts flying overhead, juncos darting up from the gravel along the edge of the street where I grew up, white-throated sparrows singing their amazing Old Sam Peabody 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 from the shrubbery, and those wonderful little chickadees all over the place. How had I never noticed any of this before? I went out birding a lot that first spring, ending the season with 40 species on my life list. Now I've seen over 2,100. That's a very short life list by serious world birder standards, but it's something I'd never have been able to conceive of in 1975. I'm often jolted with the realization of how very lucky and rich I am to have experienced so many birds. Of course, every time you add a lifer, that's one more bird you've already seen, by definition making it no longer new the next time you see it. Except that newness really is in the eyes of the beholder. I'd actually seen a blue jay long before I added that species to my life list on March 23, 1975. When I was about 7, my family spent a week in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. One morning, I heard squawking in a tree, looked up, and there it was, a gorgeous, unmistakable blue jay, which I recognized from my little golden activity book, Bird Stamps. Like the cardinal I already knew so well from my own neighborhood, the blue jay was on the cover of that book, and the memory of the one I saw in real life was instantly and firmly impressed in my brain. My lifer was equally thrilling, calling to mind that first blue jay, and I was looking at this one just as close, but through binoculars, making it even more gorgeous. And even now, 45 years later, I'm often struck anew by the blue jay's beauty, intelligence, and spunkiness. I wonder if I've ever looked at a blue jay without smiling. This month, October 2020, started with a full moon, and there will be another full moon on Halloween. When there are two full moons within the same calendar month, the second is called a blue moon, and once every blue moon, I declare that month National Blue Jay Awareness Month. And most appropriately, this month is at the tail end of an extraordinary blue jay migration season here in Duluth. Over 50,000 have been counted flying past Hawk Ridge, just above my own neighborhood, since September 1st. From my yard, I've photographed as many as 19 in my tray feeder at one time. Because I've been stuck at home since March, this happens to be the year I've taken more photographs of blue jays than ever before, and I've caught some cool behaviors and plumages I'd never before captured in photos. I won't be devoting every October program to blue jays. I've talked about them plenty already this year, but I will be sharing some genuinely awesome things about them now and again this month. Recapturing awe in our daily lives can be difficult during a pandemic, but paying closer attention to even the most everyday birds as blue jays can help us get through hard times. As the study about awe walks confirms, noticing the beautiful within our everyday lives takes us out of ourselves for a moment and lightens our spirits, something we all need right about now. Stay safe and well, dear listener. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.